father, you ready? You're also letting in from back. Who the prokim? You're between the brochis, or between the parshas of Krishma, Shalom Lefnei HaKovid. You're allowed to go over to someone at Mechuvah and give him Shalom Aleichem. Or Meishu Shalom Lechol Odom. And you can answer back to anybody. Hey, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So well, it's good, the Machlekes of Yudin Rabboni. The Moratanya Nam Yochi Abaraya for this. HaKoy Reshma. Yemila saying Krishma. Or Poga Boy Rabboi. Or Godel Hemenun, you meet your Rebbe. Or somebody that's greater than you. The Wasaloka, the Prokim, if you're between the Parshias, Shalom Lefnei HaKovid, V'Einsorach Lehem Yishumeshim. This is Reb Meir Shita. You can only answer back to a Mechubadika person. Over the Yemtzai, in the middle of the Shema, in the middle of the Brachis, Shalom Lefnei HaYirav, V'Einsorach Lehem Yishumeshim. Give Reb Meir. And the Meir holds the same way you can give, you can answer back. But there's no less darga. The Yehuda Weiman is a less of a darga. The Yemtzai, in the middle of Kriya Shema, Shalom Lefnei HaYirav. You can give Shalom Aleichem to someone Lefnei HaYirav. Or Meishiv, you can answer back to him Lefnei HaKovid. I'll be that person, is a Mechubadika person, you're supposed to give him Kovid, you can answer back Aleichem Shalom. Or Befrokim, between the Brochis, Shoyom Lefnei HaKovid. You're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to anybody that's a Mechubadika person. Or Meishiv Shalom Lechalodim. And anybody that came over to you, you're allowed to answer him back. And Alocha, we paskum like Reb Yehuda. But the Mishnah brings down, though, but the Meister of his manazir, that in shul, everybody knows it's not nice like to give Shalom Aleichem b'frat when somebody's in the middle of davening. So Mela, even so, for you, if somebody comes into shul, pshita, if you're in the middle of davening Kriyashma, you should not l'maisa go up and give him Shalom Aleichem. Even though he deserves it, he's not the mechubit, but everybody knows the minig is while you're davening now, he doesn't expect it that you should go up and give him Shalom. I knew it didn't faker, but the person comes over to you, and you don't want to answer him, he'll also, you shouldn't answer him back. Because there's no bizoyin now. Everybody knows that you're in the middle of davening, just showing your siddur. As a guy sees you in the middle of Shema, he's not going to expect you to answer him back. So why is he says, come out, you shouldn't be noisy. But not for meanness, though, but if you do, you didn't do anything wrong, though. And these are fine. Now, a big shayla in the Paiskim is, what about to answer Kaddish, or to answer Yehishmer Rabba, or to answer Kedusha, or to answer Baruch Hu, if we're in the middle of saying Kriyashma? So they all want to say that to answer these things blind like you're answering back, you're giving back Shalom back to the Eibishter. So we hold like Reb Yehuda that afilu b'emtza haperit, b'emtza krishma, you're allowed to be meishav l'adam mechubid. So being a kabbal claimer, madrich give back aleichem shalom to l'adam mechubid, havad, you're allowed to give kavod back to the Eibishter. So luckily we hold you're allowed to answer amen yeshma rabba and borchu and kedusha even if in the middle of the psukim of saying krishma. Be you not in the middle of saying shema yisrael and baruch shem, but after those two psukim you're allowed to answer back. Because we hold like the Yehuda Shita, and here you don't have the Mishnah Berurah Svar, it's not a nice cancer back. Because the Eibishter is a nice cancer back. So you hear Yehesh Merab, you're supposed to answer, even if you're in the same Shema, and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. The only Shaili has is, what about if you hear, let's say, the thunder in the middle of Kriyashma? So thunder, they want to say, that's called like giving a Birchas HaShvach to the Eibishter. So some say you shouldn't say the Brocha, because you're saying Shvach by giving Shema to the Eibishter. So why stop this Shvach and saying another Shvach? And this Shleim Kaddish and Kedusha, that's the name of Kedusha. You're supposed to mitzvah with the Tzibur. But Shenkin stopped to say a Birchas HaShvach, if you see lightning or thunder, that you shouldn't stop. But his Hakrari is that if you're Bein HaProkim, if you're between the Parshas, then you should say the Brocha. But if it be Emtza, you shouldn't say the Brocha. Which bracha? The bracha of a brichas hashvach. What's nagel alocha for all these things is, let's say in the middle of any bracha harucha, let's say you're saying an alamichya, and you hear somebody say they're saying Kaddish, can you answer Yehesh Merabah? So in between any bracha you're saying is the same halacha, like the Yemse Krishma. That we're saying you're allowed to answer Baruch Hu or Kedusha or Yehesh Merabah. Even if you're in the middle of saying Asher Yotzah, let's say. In the middle of saying the bracha, you're allowed to stop to answer Yehesh Merabah. Because the emsa of any bracha rucha is like in the middle of brichas of Krishma. The halacha is that even in the middle of the bracha, you're allowed to stop. It's providing you didn't say bracha to Hashem and stop right there. If you say bracha to Hashem and you start to say the bracha, if you're emsa bracha, you would be allowed to stop to answer Yehesh Merabah. That's our halacha. The emsa, you could answer back with Nea Kovit. So they give cover to Hashem, sheet your lantern. Boy minei achai tonet zvei Rabbi Chiya me Rabbi Chiya. He asked him the Shiloh, what about the Hallel? In the middle of saying Hallel, could you be mafsik? Somebody gives you Shalom Aleichem in the middle of saying Hallel. Who are the name of Megillah? In the middle of Kriyas Megillah, somebody gives you Shalom Aleichem. Mal Sheyafsik. What's the Svara? Amrin and Kal V'chayma. Shriyashma V'yiraisa Poisik. Mazik trees from which it derives were passed in your latter path, the Yemtza, to give Aleichem Shol to somebody that's Mechubid. So Halel the Rabbonin, mi boy, is Halel Mikra Megillah done the Rabbonin, Havadi could stop and give them back Aleichem Sholem. Oy Dilma Sfarno, Pesuman Isodin. Maybe Pesuman is like more Hoshiv. Is why you're saying Halel is in your Pesum Manes, and Mikra Megillah is Pesum Nisam, maybe there's more Chom, you shouldn't be Mavsik. Or Malay, the locher is twice the Yemikaklum. No, they have the same locher like Rishma. That the Yemsa Haprokim, you could only give Sholem Mifnei Hayira and answer back Mifnei Hakovit. Omer Rabba, Yomim Shayochid Goyma Bemes Halel, that means days when we say Gantz Halel, the whole Halel is Bain Perik Le Perik Poisik. Shno, it can only be Poisik between the Prokim. Or the Yemsa Perik ain't a Poisik. In between the Perik, it can't be Poisik. His days like Rosh Chodesh, when we only say Halb Halil, we don't say the whole Halil, then he holds that feel of Biemsa Terek Poisik. Even Biemsa of saying the Shavakim, the Halil, you're allowed to be Poisik. And Poisik Kur here means like the middle Madrega, that you could give Shalom to an other Mechubit, and you could answer back Shalom to anybody. Pretty more any Vohorav Bashavu. His Rabbi Shavua came to meet Ravina when Ravina was in the middle of saying hello. The Yomim, and it was like Rosh Chodesh. Shein Hayoch Goymer Tahu. The day they didn't say Gant Helil, Heve, Vulei Pasek Lei. His when Ravina saw Rav Shavua, he didn't stop to give him Shalom Aleichem. It was Akasha. Since it was Halil, the day you say Halil, why didn't he stop to give him Shalom Aleichem? It's a Raya that knows that then, so you can't stop. And the Maz Marai is Shani Rav Bashavo lechoshev led Ravina. And Ravina wasn't master Rav Bashavo. He didn't hold it for another choshev. He didn't hold it for another mechubid. So this guy, like he was the chara place, he was tam like everybody. So he didn't give him shalom aleichem. Then next time it's another mechubid, you talk about had to give aleichem shalom. So Rashi, Achid Rashi Kach Shemoy. Turn on the very Rebchia. Show your shayne beveis Rebchia. Mal sheyavtik leshila shalom between Halal and Megillah. So Terence was you're allowed to. Mashenkin by Mikri Megillah Vashtetik, there's only if you yourself are the Balkurva, you're reading the Megillah for yourself. But if you're hearing the Megillah from somebody else, if you're going to talk out, you can't be Yates of the Megillah. So you're going to miss the word. It's not Kadai to answer Aleichem Shalom. But if you're reading the Megillah for yourself, you'd be allowed to stop. Trashi Yonim Shayoch Gaimiv Mithalil, Shuchoiva Lacholodim, Sehain Echod the Eswim Yoim Bishonik Vermin Mithach Derechim. And Aloha, we talk a whole like this, thereby, when you're saying Halil, you are allowed to be Mastik, you give Aleichem Shalom. We said, use this on Nageya, because we're Noyeg in Shul, we don't give people Aleichem Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. The only thing would be Nageya, right, if you want to answer Kaddish, or you want to answer Yeshme Rabba, even in the middle of saying Halil, we must have. Boi minei ashiin toned de Rebbe Amin, Rebbe Amin. Hashori betainis. Somebody was makabal upon himself betainis. Is Mao Shayitin. Is he allowed to taste the food? So Rashi Mao Shayitin, Esatavsha Ladas in Sorach Melef Etavlin. As you know that the time is not allowed to eat, but at least they're making a soup. And I just want to taste the soup to see if it needs salt. But can you taste something on a time? Is what's the Shailah? Achilo Shtila Oshtiya Kibulalei. His wife is talking about a tainus yoke that you makabal upon yourself. So what kind of a kabbal would you make? Only not eat and drink Vuholeka. Tima, just tasting, is not called eating and drinking. Oy Dilma, no. Hano kiblolei. You makabel upon yourself not to have any hano. Voika, tasting it is also called hano. That was the shayla. Are you allowed to taste the food on a tainus or not? Omolei into the back, toyim ve mekaklum. Yes, you're allowed to taste it. Tasting is not called eating. And you were only makabel upon yourself not to eat. Vashenken hano is mutter. Tanya na mihochi, mitzemes. If somebody just tastes the food to see if it needs salt or not, Ain a tuna brocha. You do not have to make a brocha. Why? Because that's not called achil eshtiyah. That's not called hanom ruba to make a brocha on. But the same thing, v'yashru yivatayinus, somewhere in the middle of a tainus, toyim v'yemekah klum. He's allowed to taste the food, and there's nothing wrong with it. Pradimura ad kama, till how much can he taste of the food? Rabbanah v'rabasi tonei ad shir v'yosa. Until the revi'ah saluk, it's around 3 ounces. If it's liquid, that's how much you could taste. Put in your mouth. But more than that, it's also ready. But that's called Hano Meruba. So now, it's a big machloket for Shreinim, if this toya means you spit it out, or you're allowed to swallow it. Because in some Yisrael learn, you can eat Rashi doesn't say you have to spit it out. So Rashi, even if you swallow it, But since you're only tasting it to see if it needs salt, you're not really tasting it, that you should feel satisfied, that's mutter on the tainus. But Tais says, other should have been yoni shita with no. And Tais says, same name of Klum, Tais says, Pirish Rach, Shechoyzer will pull it. Havazi, you have to throw it out afterwards. Tlechoshev hano minatima. Avo boleya. But let's say you swallow it, loy. Afilo bishat tainus. And any tainus, you're not allowed to swallow it. Mushamachi, ya pull it, and sorrow, brocha, shena nena. Same thing, if you taste it and spit it out, you don't have to make a brochon, because that's not called hanor. So Shenkin, if you would swallow it, the taste it, you would have to make a brochon, and that's also an atainus. What? No, no, gum is different. Gum, the sugar goes down you. You have to hold your swallowing the sugar. You make a brochon, the sugar. So, lemaisa, what's brought down is like taisis, that on even atainus, if you want to taste it, you can taste it, but you should be polite, spit it out. You shouldn't swallow it. Swallowing it is no good. Now, even on a tiny tzibra, some of us say we should be machmer, not even to be toyim. So some hold. Now, some learn that our Gemara is only talking about where a yochid was mekabel upon himself a tiny. Then we could say a kula. He was only mekabel achilu b'shtiya, and he wasn't mekabel to be toyim, just to taste it. Mashenk in a tiny tzibra, that's a chayv upon us, that even any hanor is also. So some of us learn even to taste on a tiny tzibra would be also. The Mishabrua says, well, if you're doing with the shame of Sudas Mitzvah, it'll be Mutter. The Moshal Tainis Esther, if your wife is making something soup for the Sudar at night, for the Sudas Aprum, it's a Sudas Mitzvah, you would be allowed to taste it on the Tainis, providing you take it, you spit it out afterwards. And who did this for Gayamo? Some people want to put some water in their mouth on the Tainis. But this Chatbosh will be Mutter to put water, like rinse out your mouth with water, how do you spit it out? It's only called a Timah. So even though he says there's all machmirim, but he says if somebody has tzar and he's rugged to do it every single day, and if he doesn't do it today, he'll feel bad, it's mutter to do it on a tainus also, on a tainus sibra. That you would be allowed to like just rinse out your mouth, put water in, and gargle and just spit it out. And that's not worse than tima. The mikra didn't hold this mutter. Because there are some that are machmir, as he says, if it's mukum tzar, and you do it every day, and today you wouldn't do it, it'll bother you, you have to do it on a tainus also.
All right, turn over.
Omer Rav, Kol Anoisa Shalom Lechaveroi, Kredim Shispalel, His Kilo Osor Boma. He gives somebody Shalom Aleichem before you daven, it's as if you're making a Boma. Shenema Chidlu Lechem in Odom, Ashenashama Biyapoi, Chidluchem, don't stop doing this. To go to somebody before you daven, Kibameh Nechshavu. What kind of choshev is he? Can I get a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is our tikkur bameh el a boma? It's like you bought a boma. Shmuel Omar bameh cheshavta lezeh. V'loy leleho. I mean, you're a match of this person more than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. See, he holds a dozen. You don't read the word boma, but talk just the process bameh. It's not a nice thing to give sholem before you daven. For the Gemara Kasha from our Mishnah, Moser Ashesh, Bifrokim, we have the whole Mishnah here, Shurim of Neyakovid, Umeshiv. You see, you are allowed to give Shalom Aleichem, even in the middle of saying Krishma, and that's before you said Tfilah. So, how are you not supposed to say Shalom before you say Tfilah? Tigma Rav Abba, Bimashkim of Pishchai. And when is it also, if you bedaf go to your friend's house to give him Shalom Aleichem, that's not nice. But if you start meeting him in the street, or here when you're in shul and he comes over to you, then you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Zera. You do your own thing before you daven kilu bona boma. Omalei from boma matut. You say a boma. Omalei loy also come in. I mean to say it's also. Ukravidi varavin. Yom ravidi varavin. Om rav yitzchak barashin. Also leli yodim lasas chreitzav kredim shispalu. You're not supposed to do your own tzrichim before you daven. Do your own work. Shenemar tzedek lufon of yehalech. First do tzedek means first go daven. Then be yosim l'derech plomov. Then you put your feet on the right derech. What you have to do. The Amr Avi di Barav and Amr Avi Yitzchak Barashian call our mispalom. The first you daven. The yachar kach yosim l'derech. Then you go and do your business. His Hakadosh Baruch Hu oislech face of Hakadosh Baruch Hu be with you the whole day. Shenema tzedek l'fon of yahalich. That means first we go daven to tzedek. Then be yosim l'derech plomov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will put his. He'll be with you the whole day. Rashi. Chilul lochem min odom, kishyesh lochem lasik b'chaver hamokim, al tisasku b'chaver odom. Di lav hochi lomali lechto. Why should you stop being nice to people? No, it means instead of doing Hashem, you shouldn't do with people.
ושמול לא ידורש לושן בומו, אלא כמה שמול. מזבמך חשבת לזה שקדמת לכבוד לכבודי. It doesn't match the word בומו, but it's the same shot. It's not nice that he gave him somebody else שלום before he gave Hashem. שלום לפני הכובד, הוא הקריא שמה קודם תפילו, גטוני שואל, to see you are allowed to give שלום הלכם before you daven. Tigmar Baba, Lord the Rabbi Shmuel the Asiri. When did they say it's also to give somebody Shalom Aleichem for Mashkan Lepitzkoi? That means only if you go to his house in the morning to give him, welcome him, give him Shalom Aleichem, that's also. Avopogra Baderav Shoel, but if you meet Yechava while you walk into Shul, you meet him in the street, then you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem. You know, the word Shalom Aleichem is questionable. Some people say you shouldn't say the word Shalom, because Shalom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So it's not nice like to give shalom to somebody else before you gave shalom to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lashenka to say tzafra the maratov and say good morning, that's better. Like that's mutiv. You meet your chaver in the street while you're going to shul, you're allowed to say good morning to him. That's nothing wrong. There's only question if you say the word shalom aleichem. Because the word shalom is Hashem's name, it's not nice to say it before you daven to Hashem. What? That's also alright. That'll be better. Scroll down like that. Right. What? Yeah, that's also better. Sure. Well, this thing though, to give, not to say shalom, to give out here, that's much better. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zeira, Kol Alan Shivas Yom Molei Chaloyim, if you sleep, seven of the Chaloyim, Nikur Rash, and Emma Vesaveyu Yolin, Vayipol Kidro, Al Tikru Sova El Sheva, means if you sleep 7 days, then it'll be bad. Shash Al Tikru Sova El Sheva, Yolin Vayipol Kid Minashmayim Vechaloyim, is if they don't come to you in Shemayim, in a dream, Hareyu Ralakach, it's bad for you. A Mashkich Mufakta means they don't care about you, they don't come to you. But it's a good thing to have a dream. Usually what they say is everybody does dream, even though you don't remember it, or you forget it in the middle of the night. Well, usually we have dreams. Omole Rav Acha Breda Reb Chiyo Bar Abba Hochiyam Reb Chiyam Reb Yechin Kolam Azbi Asma Medivrei Torah. If before you go to sleep, you learn Torah. V'lan, then you go to sleep. You won't have any Yehurim Roy in the middle of the night. If you go to sleep fooled up, as Bali pocket rod, nothing bad will happen to you. The Mishnah said, Claude, what's the Bein HaProkim between the first Broch and the second Broch? Second Broch, then between Shema, Vayim Shemaya, and Vahoy, between Shema and Vayim Shemaya. Then the Machlokes was just the last thing between Emes, is that a Hefsek or not? Amr Abu Amr Abu Yechin Alocha Kreb Yehuda. The Yama Bein Elohechem Li Emes Biyatsev Lo Yafsik. That's not called a Mokim Hefsik. And Mela, if you give to Shalom, it's only Mifnei Hayira and not Mifnei Akovit. Now the Pshat that Emes is not called a Hefsik, even if you say the word Emes. Hefshit Yafsi Ani Hashem Lekechem Emes. What about if you said the word Emes? Is it a Hefsik there? It's also not a Hefsik. Hey, there's no Mokim Hefsik. Yes, Emes Biyatsev Nochin, that's all one thing without a Hefsik. Omer Rabu, Omer Rabbi Yechinin, my Tamay Rabbi Yehuda, why isn't it called a Hefsik? Who are you finished saying Shema, and you're starting saying now a new Pasha? So why isn't it called a Hefsik? The Hefsik, what the Pasha says, Vashem Elokeichem.